And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to them. San Diego Landings and Point Loma Captain Matt Barlow from the Limitless out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay is here talking about great fishing happening now and continuing aboard that beautiful six-pack charter boat out of Dana Landing. And, wow, what a great show and a lot more to go on this Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Yeah, big time. I'd be amiss for not saying the same thing. Happy Mother's Day to my wife, Dallas, and to my mom.
Yeah, you have double Mother's Day.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're going to have a big big shindig over at Mom's house, and Dal's mom's coming over. So, yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun today. But, man, we're having a lot of fun here this morning on Let's Talk Hookup. And if you want to join us, the best way to do it is to give us a call, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. Again, 213-432-1090. Or you can text the show. Lots of great texts have already come through. But again, we've got another full hour of your phone calls and your text questions. The only way to send in your text is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And if you don't have it already, boy, you just should. It's a free download. There's no BS to deal with, no sales stuff, no spam stuff, no nothing. Just a great way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup anywhere you're at. You can catch all the archive shows. If you're driving home from work and you want to kill a couple hours in traffic, nothing better than firing off the app and listen to all the great bluefin tips that Barlow's been giving us this morning. So great time this morning. Again, Let's Talk Hookup app. Text us or 213-432-1090. Not only will you get your questions answered, but also somebody's going to get a killer prize. We're giving away a $50 gift certificate to Cal's Reels, plus the newest edition of the Bill Varney Crab and Ghost Hand Crab Catcher. Today's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, phones are packing up. You want to get through. 213-432-1090.
All right. Before we do that, we're going to head to the text, and we're going to talk. We're going to read a great text from JP and Dana Point. It says, in regards to the drop shot style sinker rig for bluefin, Matt, does it really matter how lively of bait you choose, since most of the time you're just trying to get it down to the school as fast as you can to trigger that reaction bite? Or should you really spend more time and always pick the most lively bait you can? That's from JP and Dana Point.
Hey, JP, 100% every time you're going to want to pick the best bait available. When those guys put in the hand well, you always want to go after that one that's eluding you. But I do think it makes a difference. I mean, every time I put the brawler rig down, the sinker rig down, I will try to pick the liveliest bait. That does never changes.
And how do you hook that bait when you use the brawler rig?
You can nose hook it sideways, or you can kind of come up through its jaw. Yeah, exactly, without braining it and killing it. But it stays on a little bit that way. But it's a great technique. It doesn't, you don't get all caught up with your rubber band, and it's pretty effective. It's really effective. So,
yeah.
Liveliest bait possible, always.
Seems like these last couple of days, as you have alluded to, Matt, there's been some really good night fishing, but the daytime fish that have been caught, a high percentage of them have been on sinker rigs.
On the fire guy. Just a straight sinker.
Yeah, unspecified, but boy, it sure seems like a high percentage of guys are going that direction. But, I mean, some sort of. However you're getting your sinker on the line, whether it's in line with the brawler rig or rubber banded or whatever else, it just seems like a lot of the daytime fish as of late have all been caught sinker rigging.
So when you're fishing during the day, are you finding the fish? Are you seeing fish on the meter, on your sonar and stuff, and they're just not biting? Is that's what typically happens?
I think the stuff really floats up at night, once it's, evening, you see it more, but during the day, we have seen fish, like good schools, but really hard to get a bite. Yeah, so if you get a school to stick, I think that sinker rig is the way to go, because a lot of times you'll see it down there 120 to 300 feet, and that's when you want to have your sinker rig ready and seem to trigger the bite, because they're, they were biting the fly line a few weeks ago pretty well, but now it's kind of settled in. It's always changing. Every day is different. But if they're not biting the fly line, it's that bigger fish too, a jig or that sinker rig with 80 pound is the way to go in the day.
If so. Matt's fishing the sinker rig, are you fishing the brawler rig or are you fishing a rubber band?
I fish the brawler rig. Yeah. Just a simple fact of it's just more streamlined, gets down a little bit quicker. You don't have to deal with the rubber band twist with the weight.
Yeah.
And you can swap out the weight. You know, a lot of times it's current bearer, how quickly you're drifting, you know, the size of weight you want to use. But I really like it. It's really effective.
It's effective.
Yeah, and straight, you know, it's drop shotting for bluefin.
It's so wild.
It's fun.
It's so wild.
How
okay.
far in between your hook and your sinker?
I'd say like 3 feet, maybe two,
okay.
3 feet, you know, and you can go a little bit longer if you choose, but it's kind of personal preference, but 3 feet probably would be about the range. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
And then how about if the boat's in a drift and you got fish underneath you and I'm biting great, is Barlow going to grab a sinker rig or are you going to grab like a Colt Sniper of some kind? Like what, you know, all things go on at slow fishing. What's your preference?
My preference is fishing the jig.
Uh-huh.
I like action,
okay.
You know, because I don't know. But if it's working, the
of course. Yeah, no doubt.
Know,
yeah.
If I, you know,
this is
but
before
I like fishing
we got
the
something
jig.
Dialed in.
Yeah, I'll fish the jig.
Simple.
Yeah. Yep. Like Colt Sniper or a little bit of lighter knife jig. During the day,
uh-huh.
Trigger a bite. It's pretty fun. But if you're doing it all day and you're using heavier tackle, you know, it's not a bad idea to go to the sinker rig. So it saves your arm a little bit for nighttime.
What about, have you made the investment or thought in one of those Gucci, you know, daytime specific knife jigging, you know, I don't even know what the best, you know, way to call it, you know, the traditional overseas speed jigging, like rod and reel, the whole setup?
We haven't done that yet, but it's something that we might do this year. We're going to do because it's pretty effective. You know, you can get away with lighter tackle or it's a lighter setup outfit so you don't get worn out. And you can put the hammer to those things with the shorter parabolic rods.
Yeah.
So, you know, primarily on the Limitless, we're fishing night on the jig and we're fishing, you know, heavier tackle. We have, you know, internationals like 12s and 16s, you know, it gets heavy, but with that lighter jigging style, now you're able to do it all day, right? It might be good for our customers. So
for
something
sure.
that we might do.
Okay. Good stuff. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, again, they're getting packed up. If you want your shot, it's 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Pablo calling us from Northridge this morning. What's up, Pablo? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, everything sounds great over there. I had a charter on the Limitless last year in June. My nephew booked it. His name was Nick. And unbelievable. Those Pacificas ride real nice. We left the harbor, you know, around 9 o'clock at night, heading down towards Ensenada after we had a beautiful fireworks display from SeaWorld. Got down to the grounds, and breakfast was served. Bacon, eggs, potatoes, and juice. But before we could even dig in, the captain said, "Get your butts out on the deck. We're coming up on a patty." And that lasted for about an hour.
That's right.
Yellowtail,
awesome.
Dorado, unbelievable. And about, I'd say, another hour, hour and a half later, we hit another patty, and we were done with those fish. Headed back towards the nine and got a couple of bluefin on the troll. Unbelievable day. Great crew, great captain, beautiful accommodations. And hopefully my nephew books again.
Yeah,
thank you, Pablo.
Yeah, Maddie's going to put you on the payroll.
I think that was Captain Block that ran your trip. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's
okay.
Awesome. Yeah, he's good to hear.
All right. Thanks.
That's rad, Pablo.
I can't wait to go again. Makes me want to go.
I know.
Yeah, let's go.
That's
sure.
That's
yeah,
that's
I want to go.
Right about now. I
yeah,
can handle that.
Sure. Hey, text from Gary, the Iron Man, says, Captain Matt, what's your policy for deposits if something goes wrong and we can't make our charter?
You know, we're pretty much in line with most other boats, like a 30-day, you know, a 30-day deposit window. But it's 25-50%. Most of the time it's 50% we do. But we're pretty flexible. You know, if you need to move your date, if we have a date open, we can do that. But pretty much it's 50% deposit and 30 days notice.
And so that brings up, since you're booked like most of the time,
yep.
Do you have like a cancellation list where people say, hey, well, put me down for July or August or September. If something opens up, will you call me? Do you have something
like that? Yeah, I do. So we do have a list, and I start making phone calls. If a group falls off or what have you, has an issue and can't go, then we go straight to the list. But you can book online, too, on our website,
LimitlessSportFishing.com. LimitlessSportFishing.com.
Yep. You go right on there. It says book trip, and it's a live calendar. You can put your deposit in.
No
kidding.
Your
date.
Great.
Yeah, it's
You don't see that a lot in the six-pack world. That's awesome. Especially to get to see the calendar, know exactly what's available,
that's
what's not.
That's the biggest thing, me like regurgitating our calendar to every, you know, every person. You can go right on there, check it out, and see the availability, check out the boat. And, yeah, it's a really easy way to do it.
All right.
That's great.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to throw another text out there. This one, actually, that was JP. So with that said, when I grab the next one, we'll go to Arnie real fast. Arnie called us from Vista this morning. Good morning, Arnie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing today?
Great, Arnie.
Morning, Arnie.
Yeah, well, first thing I want to start off with, I just want to give an update about our good buddy Gary Vanderlyke, the cowboy. About 2 months ago, he fell at the Escondido Senior Anglers meeting, and he broke his other hip. And so he's rehabbing. He's getting better, getting stronger. I saw him last week. And he says hi to everybody. Gary, I hope the radio's on. You're listening to us. We all love you out here. And I wish you well, buddy. And a question I had for March. Did you buy the Limitless from Tom Paterno? And what changes have you made to the boat since you bought it?
Hey, well, good morning there. Yeah, the change, yeah, I bought the boat from Tom Paterno in 2021, so this will be the third season running the boat. And the list of upgrades is kind of endless, but, yeah, it's we rebuilt the whole bridge, all brand-new electronics, rebuilt the deck. The engine room's been redone, a lot of upgrades there. The inside, we redid the whole interior, all the floor coverings, the wallpaper, the heads, like you name it. And we've been through the boat from the bow to the stern. And, but yeah, Tom's a good friend of mine, and we've been in the industry a long time. And yeah, I bought it in 2021. I wasn't going to buy a boat, but Tom was kind of, you know, he's looking to do other things. And, yeah, I stepped in a great. Those boats are awesome. I wouldn't have bought another boat. They just it's hard to put in words until you get on the boat.
It's timeless. Yeah.
It's a timeless.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
And it fishes so well.
It's amazing.
It gets bit.
You
have to be on the boat to realize how beyond other types of boats.
I mean, obviously, I own the boat and it's my business. But when you get on those boats, it's like all of them. They're bitching. There's a few of them out there and. You know, the Limitless has a factory bucket on it, so you don't see a lot of
really.
Yes, the lines on it.
That's
pretty
huge.
Sexy.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. So I was always jealous of the boat when I ran other boats and Tom, there's Tom with the Limitless and he's the fishy dude.
Yes.
He's classic too. He's a throwback character.
Absolutely.
Love that man. But that's why I bought the boat.
Yeah.
And Tom and combination of the boat too.
Again, like a lot of boats in the class that, you know, of that size, you don't have the height and the comfort. And you get a guy in that bucket and a pair of gyros, like, and it's kelpin or it's breezer fishing or it's the type of fishing where you're really relying on your eyeballs. There again, it's just such a huge leg up for you guys.
Yeah, so the bridge, the helm, it's pushed forward against the glass. So it's built for, you know, glassing. So that's the whole West Coast fishing, right? So we're in the glasses all day long, and the bucket's obviously super high up. And if you miss a kelp, you know, your eyes are closed. So
yeah,
or a breeze or a flat spot or whatever. It's great visibility, and they're designed to fish here. So it's a great rig.
How do you communicate with the guy on the bucket?
We actually pick. We have a VHF channel.
Ah,
he has a VHF upstairs, and pick some. I'm not going to tell anyone, but
pick a channel.
You pick a channel, and then. We communicate that way, and then we also have handsets and what have you. But we use the VHF.
Yep. Easier, simpler.
It's can't beat it.
Yeah. Are there controls up in that tower?
There's controls as well.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That's nice.
I rarely drive from up there because most of the time, especially with bluefin fishing and tuna fishing, you know, my head's like in electronics, sonar and the fathometer. So
right.
But we'll have a guy up there like 90% of the time, depending on the fishing.
Yeah. Nice.
That's rad.
Hey, thanks a lot, Arnie. Thanks, Arnie. Get well, cowboy,
yep.
For sure.
Feel better, cowboy.
Have a great text here from Jim in Oceanside. He says, I'm doing the math on your trips, and they are an excellent value when I factor in the extended time actually fishing. I don't have to clean my gear when I get home, food and tackle expense. When my wife wakes up, I'm going to hope she agrees this trip is a perfect Mother's Day gift.
I agree with you.
Jim, good call.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Scott Sherman, what do you think?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
Morning, Scott.
Hey, just wanted to thank you guys for helping support the Southwestern Yacht Club bottom fishing tournament yesterday. It was a great success, and a lot of it was due to the advertising that you guys did on the radio for us.
Well,
I just wanted
great.
To say thank you.
Darn, missed the party, great. Though. Darn. That sounded like fun.
Dude, you missed a good one. We raised about $30,000 for charity, so it was a really good outing last night. Winning stringer of 5 rock cod was... just about 31 pounds, which is some pretty big reds.
5 rock cod for 31 pounds?
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty amazing. There were some dinosaur-type cod coming over the rail yesterday.
See, that's a 6-pound average. Over a 6-pound average for 5. Get out of here. That's rad.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nuts. A really, really good tournament. We defended our Ling Cod title again this year, so we're hanging in there on the Ling Cod, and it was just a good trip all the way around, and I just wanted to say thank you. We raised a lot of money for charity, and a lot of people had a really, really good time, and a lot of it was because of what you guys do for us, so thank you.
All right, so there was a lot of spouting going on between you and Ali did Ali get that big stringer?
He got a decent sized stringer, but he wasn't in the money, but he did beat us on the bottom fish. We kind of targeted the Ling Cod, and it made it a little more difficult for the bigger rock fish. We weighed in a stringer, but we weren't in the money for that one.
What was your stringer for Ling Cod?
Well, it's the one biggest fish. We threw like 12 Ling Cod back. We donated 6 to the fish fry, and our winning fish was about 10 pounds.
Nice one. Yeah, that's some good fishing. And what about the who caught the winning stringer?
You know, I was trying to look up and who got that, and I can't find out exactly who won it. I just remember the size.
Was it a Southwestern Yacht Club member? Or was it an outside person? Oh, it was.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember.
You remember what made up the stringer? Was it reds or a big Mexican rockfish or big bocots? Like what? I mean, what carries
all
a 6 all reds?
All reds.
Come
all
on,
reds.
Man. That's wild.
Yeah. You should have seen this bag of fish. I mean, he just kept pulling dinosaur after dinosaur out of that thing. It was amazing.
To get 5 reds over 6 pounds is very impressive. That's rad. That deserves the dub for sure. What a cool
yes.
event, you guys.
Good stuff.
And the cool thing about that, like you said, Sherm, it's raising a bunch of money for elder care, and that's like the coolest tournament. It's so low key. Everybody hangs out in the morning before you go, and the big deal is like afterwards, having a huge fish fry afterwards. Everybody's hanging out and telling the stories of the one they didn't catch and ribbing their buddy about having a lighter stringer than the other. That's just a really, really well run, awesome event by a great club.
Yeah, and you can't get any fresher on the meal. I mean, the guys from Catalina Offshore were down there filleting fish. We took them right into the kitchen and made a whole bunch of fish tacos out of it. The guys from Catalina Offshore actually brought down a bunch of big specimen fish, you know, an opa and a white sea bass and that, and they raffled that off at the end of the deal so we can raise more money, and it was just a great night all the way around.
Rad. Good job, guys. That's cool.
All right. Nice job, Sherm. And the Southwestern Yacht Club raised a lot of money for elder care, which is a really nice cause. And sure appreciate your efforts there, Sherm. And congratulations on the big Ling Cod win. That's a nice one. He's the Ling Cod master.
2 years in a row, buddy. We're going for 3 next year.
There you go. Oh, all right, man.
Hat trick on deck.
Get him. All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Appreciate that, Sherm. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's biting out there right now. It is time for that FishDope.com report with Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. And this catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase their famous spices, their rubs, their pokey kit, and more. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make those reservations, too, by texting them at 619-255-3128. Good morning, Dave Hansen.
Morning, Rick, Matt, Pete. All right. So we have the reason why May 15th. May 15th, 1971, Dana Point Harbor was completed 2 months before that, and my father ran the very first trip out of Dana Point Harbor on May 15th.
Right.
That was the very, they sold the tickets out of a trailer out in a dirt parking lot. And Steve Lasley was a deckhand on the Sum Fund back then. It was a pretty special day. It was a pretty special day, and that was a little while ago.
That's
so that's
so
why
cool.
May 15th is the day.
Well, we
May 15th is the day.
We knew that what? You would know, Dave, and what a rad reason to have that as Don Hansen Day. I love it. That's
yeah.
very cool.
Absolutely. It's a pretty magical day. And all the things my sister and my brother put together for tomorrow, and like Brian said, the number one thing is we have a lot of boats that run out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing that are not owned by the family. Those boats are not in. My sister wants to make sure everyone understands. Those boats are not in on the 40% off gift certificate thing. The Dana Wharf family-owned boats are the boats that are part of that, the three-quarter day and the half-day boats and the twilight boats. Those are part of your gift certificate thing. So don't get all excited. Donna's had a few people call, and I should get a discount for the Fury. Relax. Take it easy. This is about my dad. That's what it's about. So just relax. Everything's going to be okay. Don't bother Donna about it. Get your 40% off for your half-day, three-quarter day, and twilight. All right?
Sounds like a
we
deal.
Got that settled.
Great deal. And honor your dad, Don Hansen, the great one, for sure. Super good stuff. So what about fishing when we go out for 40%
oh my gosh.
Off? How, are we going to catch any?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I was talking to a guy that's been around for a little while, Mr. Pete Grossbeck, yesterday. He sent me some photos and some pictures. We have 85-degree water 20 miles off the beach down here where we're at. He was down in Costa Rica. The water's already 90 degrees down there. He is saying this looks like 1983 to him down here, the way that the patterns are looking. I was there in 83, but I don't remember much about it, except that I was lucky enough to run a boat when the fish were actually jumping on the boat. So I think we're in store for a pretty spectacular year, to be perfectly honest. And like Matt's telling you already, if you don't already have a reservation or you haven't chartered a boat yet, I don't know, you better hurry up because there's not a lot left. And that boat Matt's on is an absolutely beautiful machine. And Paterno was part of the inside code group for a very long time in Dana Point, up and down the coast, and then Matt took that thing to the next level because Tommy got a little bit sick and things kind of started to go the wrong way, and thank God he got Matt involved because now that boat is, oh my gosh, you're going fishing on a beautiful yacht on a six-pack charter boat. It's pretty spectacular.
So, thank you,
but,
Dave. Well said. Thank you very much.
Yeah, for sure.
The fishing is insane. Ricky, you saw that picture. One of our clients was out yesterday. For third time out on his own private boat, had really good calico bass fishing, and in the middle of that, they got a 50-pound sea bass. So
yeah, Dave sent me a picture this morning of just a tanker of a sea bass, of two dudes just stoked in a small center console fishing on the beach, and it's a rad photo. And what a cool trip for them.
Oh my gosh, they were so excited when they called me last night. They were out of their minds. They couldn't believe it.
Understandable.
Yeah, so
well, of course, fishscope.com, Danny and the boys have been on that fish and on whether it's sea bass at Santa Rosa or fishing down here for bluefin tuna. Fishscope.com has your stuff and your information. $20 off a new membership to fishscope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, your $20 code to fishscope.com. And Dave, how do we find you?
Dang, if you don't see me, I don't know what you're doing, because I'm on every piece of social media 4 times a day. I got my podcast every day at 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I'm almost impossible to not see, but if you're not seeing me, type in your saltwater guide on anything, and you're going to find me. And then I have that cool website, so you don't have to follow Matt around when you go out fishing. You can actually find your own fish.
What about pictures in the post office? We see you there, too.
Yeah, and I hear my phone number is on almost every bathroom in America.
All right. How do we find you, Dave?
YourSaltwaterGuide.com. YourSaltwaterGuide. And
all
I will
right,
talk
buddy.
To you guys. Oh, Pete, great trip. Kelly and I are leaving tomorrow to drive the Baja. We're flying up tomorrow morning and driving our new truck all the way back down to our house. So we should have some cool stuff to show you.
All right. Have a safe drive, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
See you, Dave.
All right, guys. Thanks. See ya. Right.
Happy Mother's Day for sure. Hey, phones are packing up. If you want to get through, there's your chance. 213-432-1090.
All right. Let's again, yeah. And also, if you want to send us a text, that texting available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Had a text here from John in Mira Mesa. Says, I'm curious about booking a trip overnight versus day and a half. If the fish are close, is it better for us to do an overnight trip? Will that still include night the ability to get in on a nighttime bite, or is it just always safer to go day and a half, trying to figure out the difference between cost but still making sure that you're on it for the bite time?
I would say day and a half, 100%, especially if, you know, night fishing, because if that fish is sliding down the beach a little bit, you know, we're leaving at 7, 8 p.m. on the night of departure, that's going to be tough to get in there for an overnight. But a day and a half basically guarantees you're going to be doing some night fishing, getting that action. Having said that, like later in the season, you know, more your prime months like August, you know, July, August, September, overnight, you know, if we're kelping or, you know, the fish is a little closer to home, a little more eager to bite during the day, and that's a good option. But I would say a day and a half is always going to be the best bet for bluefin fishing.
Your price difference was just not that great of a difference, too, to go from overnight to a day and a half. You know, especially if you've got 4 or 5 of your buddies and you're all splitting that cost, it's an extra couple $100 a piece to just guarantee you that you're going to have that time.
And lots of options.
There's just nothing better than extra time when you're trying to put it together. Like you might only need, you know, you might only need a couple hour window to catch your fish, but you need hours of time to have yourself in position for that couple-hour window.
100%. Most people know a lot of these times these fish bite, like, first thing in the morning and in the evening. If you're on an overnight trip and it's a night thing, it's, you know, it makes it a little difficult. So,
And what's a day and a half entail on the limits? What time do you leave? What time do you come back?
Yeah, you know, we try to leave, like, right now, if we don't have back-to-back trips, we're leaving as early as we can. Normally, we'll depart at, you know, 7, 8 p.m.
Uh-huh.
But if we don't have a trip, then, you know, the day before we're, you know, in turn and burn, we'll leave as soon as possible. But I'd say anywhere between like 5 and 8 p.m.'s departure time.
Gotcha.
And then the day and a half, we'll come back the third day between 5 and 6 in the morning.
Okay.
So it gives you the full experience.
Yeah. You know, 2 nights, full day.
2 nights, yeah. And then all the meals are included. Wonderful dinner, hot lunch, hot breakfast.
Sweet.
And all the stuff. So I
would
say
tackle. Day and a
half. Oh, yeah. All the tackle. I mean, you really don't have to bring anything except yourself. So,
yeah.
Day and a half for sure is kind of the way to go. Yeah, absolutely.
Dig it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80 pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A seed guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue-fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis dealer.
Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are getting packed up. We did have a line drop during the break, so it's the first time that this hour we've had an open phone line. So if you want it, this is a great shot for it. 213-432-1090 gets you through right now.
All right.
Let's jump into those phones. We're going to talk to Eric. Eric's home from Valley Center this morning. What's up, Eric? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I was wondering if his boat is like the rest of the boats in the fleet. Do you need to bring your own sleeping bag and your own pillow?
Generally, yes. We do put on a fitted sheet, you know, clean fitted sheet, obviously. And then with the outs of COVID and everything going on, it's just everyone prefers a fresh blanket, their own pillow and blanket. But, that's the one thing I didn't mention. Bring your own blanket and pillow.
Bring your own blanket and pillow.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Yep.
Why not, right?
Yeah, why not? I like my blanket.
Yeah.
But again, though, you're sleeping. Again, it's like little touch differences. You're sleeping on a fitted sheet, not just on a raw bunk pad.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing wrong with the bunk pad, but like it's just one level up.
Fitted sheet stuff, yeah, it's much better.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 213-432-1090. Got a great text from Danny in Oceanside. He says, Captain Matt, what reel do you like using when knife jigging for big bluefin? I have a Makaira 20 I brought for trolling, but wanted to see if you think it's a good jigging reel or would you recommend something else?
Yeah, so on board, we primarily use it depends the grade of fish, but you can get away with anything from a Fathom 40 narrow 2-speed. But for the most part, we're using international 16s, VISX.
Wow.
Yeah. We've used the 12s, 16s, the 20s, but the Mac 20 will be just fine. You know, obviously, it's a little bigger reel. Might get a little heavier, but I prefer the international 16 at night, especially with these bigger fish around.
And what do you put? What kind of pound test are you putting on those?
So we have the backing, the braid is either it's 100-pound braid, and then I like to use the mono wind-on. You need to have a mono wind-on or have a little bit of mono on there for stretch. That's a huge part of the setup.
Uh-huh.
And typically speaking, we'll have 135 to 150-pound wind-on.
Uh-huh.
Monofilament that Ken makes for us. So I think that's a kind of go-to setup. Like I said, that mono, you don't need
fluorocarbon.
Don't need fluorocarbon. No, you need the stretch. Shock absorption, especially when it's choppy, right? So you don't pull hooks and want, because at the end of the battle, you're going to want that stretch.
And when you're fishing that heavy wind on like that, are you able to then bypass having a bite leader on the jig itself, or do you still put a a bite leader on the
Yeah,
on the
we do. We have everything kind of rigged up, all the jigs, but you can, you don't have to, but that's the way we do it. We'll have our jigs all leadered up appropriately, and we can snap them on and go. So, and then another thing is marking your line. That's a big thing, especially we have a lot of family groups and novice marking our braid every 100 feet so you know what depth these fish are at. Because at night, the most important thing is being obviously where the fish are. So, and knowing where your line's at. Because a lot of times the guy will be at 50 feet and the fish are at 300, right?
Yeah.
So hard to get a bite there. Or vice versa, they'll be too deep and they're not going to get a bite. So, but yeah, I'd say Mach 20 is fine, but we use primarily International 16s.
How do you think that that new sonar you just put on is going to change your life for finding fish?
Well, it's a dual frequency sonar. So primarily we're using the high frequency during the day, then at like your fishing structure, yellowtail, islands, you know. But during night, you have a wider cone with a low frequency.
Uh-huh.
So we're able to, basically you're not going to miss as much. And that can happen quite frequently if you don't have the right range or the right tilt, you know, where you're sweeping these fish at. But it's a huge advantage with dual frequency. That low frequency at night is a game changer.
Okay.
Yep.
And versus the other one was just a single
yep.
high frequency.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Most of them are.
Yeah. Nice.
How much learning curve is there on the operator's end behind that? If you're used to, you know, you fished, like you said, the gold standard, that CH250 for the longest time, and then switching up, is there a big learning curve?
You're always learning with that thing, and I think it's more, especially with these Furunos, it's more audio and visual, because we have a speaker with the sonar, so you're hearing the fish before you even see it, so it's kind of a trained ear, and then having your settings and having a feeling of how to just different situations. And I have a lot of respect for guys like Booger on the San Diego and Brawler that like fish the islands a lot. That's a huge, like, especially when they're squirrely and fishing the sonar there. It's an art. But, you know, when they're big beefer schools, it's like Stevie Wonder can see them. But for the most part, it's just time on the water and kind of geeking out on the settings and just.
Yeah.
You know, being at it a lot of hours. So.
Do you adjust a lot on the fly when you go, or is it once you kind of get things dialed in, you know, hey, the way that I fish, I like to have my settings at this angle. I like this. This is the tilt, or this is that, or is it condition subject where it's like, hey, the whatever we're faced with this conditions, that means we need to be looking higher or looking lower. Or...
Yeah, I mean, you're always adjusting like how high you sweep on it, your range. You know, tighter the range, closer you are, you're using it, the faster it'll sweep. You know, so if we're fishing, I don't know, it changes a lot. So, like, if you're fishing yellowfin or, the bluefin's up high, they're breezing or, you know, they're flat spots, you're tilting up really high. And then the weather has a lot to do with it. Being on a 44-foot boat, you know, if we're coming out of the water a lot, you got to tilt down a little bit because your dome, you're getting more cavitation.
Got it.
So you're always messing with the thing. But it's just years of doing it,
sure.
You know, and then talking with other guys with their settings and, you know, you talk to Nulawan or whatever. Okay, what are you sweeping at?
Right.
You know?
Ah.
All right. Then you kind of get in the range. Yeah, because sometimes you miss it. You're off by 5-6 degrees on your tilt. You'll miss the school or barely see it or hear it.
Really?
And then you get it fine-tuned, and then it slides out.
Nice. I love that. That's great. Inside baseball there.
Yeah.
Hey, I had another great text come through. This is from John in Chula. It says, good morning. My question's for Matt. I love Colt Sniper fishing. Can you give me the rundown? How and when do you like to fish it? What's the line size? What's your rod and reel like? What's the dialed-in rig for Colt Sniper in?
Yeah, so, you know, it depends what time you're fishing, but, like, during the day I'll be fishing, you know, 50 to 60-pound, 60-pound primarily. If you have this grade of fish and, you know, upgrade to a, you know, heavy-duty treble hook on that Sniper, and I basically, you know, cast it out a little bit off the bow, let it sink to, you know, basically I don't know the depth of the fish, but if it's up high, let it sink maybe 100 feet or so and burn the thing back a little bit and drop it back down. But it's all about the depth of the fish where we see it, just like any other type of lure fishing. But definitely upgrade that hook and, I fish 60 pound, something like that. You know, unless you
deadly effective, right?
Deadly effective. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Especially when you get up on the school.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of guys, you know, the most professional, you still see a lot of split between wanting to change the hook to a treble hook and a single hook. And, you know, I mean, How can you say that two, you know, highliners, one, you know, one's wrong? What's your preference? Do you like just replacing with a real heavy duty version of the treble, or do you switching to a single?
I do. I mean, I've done it all. Like,
sure.
You know,
that's
the
what
jury's
I'm saying. They
out,
both
but,
work. You know,
yeah, they both work. We upgrade it to a heavy duty treble hook is what we do.
Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah. Another good question here from Daniel in Santa Barbara. He wants to know, what does the Limitless cruise at, and how is it faster than the bigger boats?
Yeah, so the Limitless can go 25 knots. Whew. So, but if we're coming back from an overnight trip or a full day trip, you know, we're doing 20 knots.
Are
so,
you?
Yeah. So
you're getting home fast.
We can get home fast, absolutely. We have 1,200 horsepower on that thing, so it, yeah,
that's rad.
Yeah,
gets home quick.
But during the night you can't go fast.
No,
so you're cruising what 10 knots?
Yeah,
you know,
it's
like
no
that.
Real reason to go fast anytime. But if you're coming home or going towards the grounds during the day, you know, at night we're traveling between 7 and 10 knots, you know, depending on where the fishing is at or the condition. But yeah, it has the capability of, you know, going quick.
So on the way home, you're not afraid to burn some fuel?
No, why not? Let's go.
I like it. Let's get home.
That's for sure. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. Again, if you want to get your shot, 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Doug. He's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
We lost Doug there, so let's go ahead and take a text here. James from Temple City says, I have a Penn International 20. Would you put 100-pound braid or 130, and how much can you get on it?
That's a great question for Rick.
So the beauty...
Wait a minute, you used to be the Penn guy, dude. Come on.
That was.
Yeah, it was. That was your question, right?
That was my question.
The beauty of a 20 is you get a big reel. So it's a, you know, it's a large reel. Think of like, you know, the most common sizes of that bigger reel are a 30 and a 30 wide. And the 20 VISX, it's a cool reel because it's an even skinnier version of a standard width 30. So it's a reel that still relatively comfortably fits in your hand. And it's tall but narrow, so it doesn't really walk back and forth side to side with you when you are trying to wind a jig. But you have the larger gears and drags and guts of a 30 wide. So it's a great reel. And I hate to not answer your question black or white, but it can easily handle both. And the determination you have to make is, if you feel that reel with 100-pound, one, you're going to have a tremendous amount of line, almost too much. Like, from a cost perspective, that's the only downside, is you're going to hold a lot of 100-pound on that reel. But 100-pound provides you some advantages in that it's skinnier and it sinks real fast. And if you're, you know, if you're buying this solely as a dedicated, nothing but drop your big knife jig for a big bluefin, maybe you go 100-pound and then just fish it straight to 100-pound wind on, and you have a rig that's great for a big one, but it's going to sink real fast. On the flip side, 130, you're fishing a big reel, so you're going to hold more than enough line, and it's going to provide you a little more like variety of what you could do with that reel. You can still long range fish with it. You can still fish a big, you know, bigger top shot, bigger wind on, all that. So for me, I would do 130 just because it's a big reel that holds a lot of line. But you truly have a reel that's a size that you wouldn't be making a, you wouldn't have a problem one way or the other.
All right, very good. Hey, Corey in Escondido has a really good question. He says, "Good morning, happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there. A question comes from the perspective of a longtime sport boat angler. Are the tackle recommendations different on a six pack boat like the Limitless? For example, are there top shots longer or shorter? Do you want longer rods, shorter rods? With the space being closer to the water, what are some of the kind of the different aspects of fishing, say, on a bigger long range style boat versus the Limitless?
I think they're pretty similar, to tell you the truth. It's just the main thing is that we're a little lower to the water than like on the rail of, you know, a long range boat, right? So, but we still, it's basically the same tackle, right? Like if you want to bring in your 30 pound rod and your 50 pound rod, 60, 80, it's all kind of relative to the fishing that we're doing, but there's no, you know, huge differences in the tackle that we're using. I am a fan of using mono though.
You like that stretch?
Yeah, we like stretch on there because we're
day or night or?
Day or night, yeah. Obviously, like on our bait rigs, for example, like for fly line bait, 30-pound, we'll have, you know, backing, braid backing, and then I'll have, you know, 30-pound mono on it, and then I put a little piece of fluorocarbon. I'm on a straight braid to
fluorocarbon.
Braid to fluorocarbon guy for the simple fact of we're offshore, a little bit of stretch, right?
Yeah.
So, but to answer your question, there isn't a huge difference, just what you prefer to bring, or you can use our tackle as well.
There you go. And you have everything rigged, ready to go.
Oh, yeah. We spend, yeah. And a lot of times with these trips, especially this time of the year, you know, you're fishing at night, you're fishing in the day with sinker rigs, fly line. It seems like we're rigging all night when we're going out. Yeah. It's like literally because we have six people, yeah.
And you're not paying extra for line or anything.
No,
that's
we have
all
it
included.
All covered, everything, like whether it be hooks, line, spectra, flying fish, you know, you name it, helium.
Whatever.
Helium. Yeah.
See, I almost, I know it sounds dumb, I don't think you're charging enough. Like, the value of doing this, like, if you sat down, we had a texter say that earlier, if you sat down and you put all the things that you're no longer needing to pay for, this trip is no more expensive than doing anything else, but you get to do it with your six buds.
Exactly. It's the intimacy of not being with a bunch of people, and then we bring that, like, long-range kind of feel to a little boat. So, a little big boat, you know, we call it. So, you know, it's basically a one-stop shop. You don't have to bring anything. Come on down, and the value's there. I mean, that's just plain and simple.
Just curious, how much is a cylinder of helium these days?
Well, my buddy, I haven't been in a while, but it's what's the size?
It was around 500 for like a medium-sized bottle.
Yeah. Medium-sized bottle.
At the end of last season.
And it's even higher now.
It's higher.
We're talking, that's like the bottle that I take on my skiff. Not at all the big bottle that you'll find on a big boat. Like, it was 550 is exactly what the last one that we got was.
But that was last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it's gone way up since
then. Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
My buddy just set me up with a couple free bottles, so he had
I'll take it.
If I can snag his number for me, that'd be great.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. Well, they're packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Maddie. How about John from Mira Mesa? Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. You know, for all the reasons that Rich just said, for me it's a no-brainer, but even if it was significantly more expensive, it's still a no-brainer for me for the convenience, and you guys provide all the tackle. I just love the hassle-free, you know, the thought of the hassle-free experience. But that said, do you ever offer open party? It's sometimes tough for me to get a group that can go when I can go, you know.
Yeah, I've considered it. I haven't done it a lot in the past just because there's a lot of, you know, the back-end stuff to deal with. But definitely, I think, the end of this year, like, you know, your October when we have openings, end of October, I'm going to put a couple on the board. And then early, you know, 2024, you know, the May, June, April, May, June, I'll consider it for sure. But
so watch the website.
Watch the website. It's all live. So if there's an opening on there, it's live. So, you know, it's not, you know, so if it's there, it's there. So I'm considering it, but we also have a list, too, of, you know, guys, and I can put together a group and make calls. But I'd say early season and end of season, we're going to do some open parties.
So like if a guy has a charter group and he might need one more, do you have a list of like, hey, I could call, you know.
Exactly.
John would be willing to be the sixth of a guy that needs to round out his charter.
We do have that. Okay. Yep, absolutely.
And again, we just message you through the website
for
that.
You can call me direct. My phone number's on the website. That's my cell. Call me anytime. We have Starlink on the boat, so I get messages constantly.
Oh, nice.
Yep. So that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's changed your life a little bit.
Changed my life. Yeah. Being able to call home when you're, you know, 100 miles offshore is pretty cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks, John. We have another John on the line.
Yeah, John from Wilmington. What's up, John? Welcome to the show. Well, looks like we might have lost that, John, but I did, this came through my text, not through the show, but our good friend Rob, who often joins us from Katmai, had to pass a message along that said, Matt runs the single most professional offshore experience I've ever been on. We charter the Limitless multiple times a year and nothing but professionalism. So.
He always talks about it. And he's not when he goes multiple trips, right?
Yeah. Rob James, shout out. Yeah, thank you, Rob. Yeah, Rob's a great guy. And they come out a lot during the year, and we have a lot of fun. Last year, we had some great trips.
And that guy's been on a lot of trips with a lot of different people. So when he's saying that's the single most, that's saying something. That's a guy that does a lot of fishing.
Yeah, for sure. Real quick one here. Derek in Lake Elsinore wants to know, what's your favorite go-to knot when you're attaching 60 to 80-pound fluoro or mono to a hook?
I have San Diego Jam knot.
San Diego Jam.
What was the three-turn uni on the bigger, heavier tackle for not crimping?
Okay.
Like 100, 130-pound. Okay. It's ugly as hell, but it works great.
Yeah. Okay. Three-turn uni.
Yep.
Over
that's
San Diego.
That's what they call it. Yep.
Yeah.
No, not over a San Diego, but in lieu of with bigger tackle.
Gotcha.
I'm a San Diego Jam knot guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
That
knot
just works.
It works, and it's pretty.
Yeah. When do you like to break out the crimpers? Like, what size line is it? Do you... And you find yourself where, man, I'd rather have this thing crimped than a big old knot tied on there.
Yeah, I'd say like 100, 130 and up, something like that. It gets a little, you know, a little squirrely, you know. But that three-turn union, if you're in a hurry, you're not crimping, or, you know, you're like, where is it? You know, you can do that in a hurry. So,
yeah.
But
for like 100-pound or 100?
I like 100 and up, I'll crimp for the most part. But that three-turn union is great, too.
All right. So. Very good.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a $50 gift certificate to Cal's, as well as that great crab and ghost hand crab catcher. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out our big winner of the Cal's gift certificate and that great crab and go kit is whether it's going to come from a caller or a texter.
Maddie's going to
do us the honor. Find out what our winner is here. And we have got a caller today. Congratulations, Pablo in Northridge. You've got yourself a killer gift certificate and that crab and go
kit. Yeah, congratulations, Pablo and Matt. Great job. And
so
thank you guys very much.
And I'll tell you what, Tom couldn't have picked a better guy to carry on the tradition of a great boat, the Limitless.
No doubt.
A great boat. Tom's a legend. Love it.
Well, if somebody wants to go with the future legend here on the Limitless, how do we find you?
You can call me direct, 619-987-7814, or go on our website, limitlesssportfishing.com. Instagram Limitless_charters and book it up.
Yeah, and go out. You want to see the boat? It's sitting at Dana Landing sometimes.
When
it's not out.
Yeah, when we're not out, we're right in front of the market, right there. You can have your deli sandwich and come check out the boat or call me anytime if you have questions. I'm available and can't wait to see you guys.
I absolutely love that rig and love what you guys do with
it.
I'm so stoked to see the success you're having. You guys absolutely deserve it.
And believe me, if you want to book a trip, book soon, because you can see he's already pretty booked up, but grab it while you can.
Yep.
El Nino is coming. You heard it here.
Get that October first.
Yeah.
Snatch up those October spots while there's still some of those around.
Yeah. Yep. No kidding. Yeah. Thanks, Matt. Good luck with the trip. Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Look forward to that. And wow, what a great weekend of shows. Thank you very much. Sure appreciate all that you do out there. And thanks to JP for manning the phones and manning the board and all that he does. And, of course, thanks to Adam for what he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. A lot of good stuff. And, of course, thanks to you guys out there, too, and gals. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And sure appreciate all the support you give Let's Talk Hookup and the entire fishing industry. So thanks for being there for us. We'll be back next Saturday. Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribune will be here talking some fishing for sure aboard the Tribune. And then next Sunday, a couple great captains, Captains Gavin and Matt from the Captain's Concept will be here talking some fishing. So that'll be a good weekend next Saturday and Sunday right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.